Welcome everyone tonight to our Sunday night service, and what an opportunity and a joy it is for us to be here to be able to minister to you via Facebook Live, and so we certainly appreciate you joining us tonight, and I know the Lord smiles at your faithfulness. While we're not meeting in person yet, you're still watching online, and so he's aware of that. He knows that. And we hope that you'll be blessed tonight, and we hope you were blessed this morning, those that watched, and we talked a little bit about God's grace this morning, and we talked about the definition, the different kinds of grace, we talked about the development of grace, the day of grace, and I'm glad tonight that we have access to God's grace, and we don't always feel well in body, in mind, but the show still goes on, doesn't it? Well, as the show goes on, we can go on too, by God's grace. So we appreciate you this morning tuning into that. But tonight is a brand new service, and in just a moment, Lily is going to sing for us. I asked her to sing, and of course, Brother David on the keyboard, and we appreciate him. But I just want to mention again some of the same prayer requests this morning that we mentioned. Continue to pray for the Martins, good Lord willing, they'll be back with us next Sunday. Let's remember Tricia Horsley, some friends of ours, as she is trying to get over this COVID mess. And other friends of ours, the Winters, Bruce Winters, has a tumor on the brain, and he's beginning to take chemo and all of that here soon. And let's also remember all of our folks at Calvary, in addition to what I've said, on our prayer list, each and every person. Let's remember Mary Kelly. I failed to mention her this morning. I did Wednesday night, but she has been in quarantine. Not that she has COVID, not that anybody in her family has it, but some were exposed to it, potentially. And so just playing it safe. We miss you, Miss Mary, we'll see you again, I'm sure, next Sunday. And we miss all of those who haven't been able to be here. God bless you. We're praying for you. And you do what you feel you need to do. But good Lord willing, we'll keep God's house open, and so that we may worship Him. And we'll love to see you soon, though, on the same token. All right, well, let's pray this evening. Ask God's blessings upon the service. And we hope that something will be said tonight that'll be a help, that'll be a blessing to you as you begin your new week. Father, we come in Jesus' name. God, it's your name that's above every name. Tonight, Lord, we submit ourselves to you. Lord, we surrender every thought. We surrender everything, Lord, that we may be struggling with. Lord, you have a way of bestowing great peace upon a soul that is surrendered to you. We do that tonight. Help us be a blessing. Bless the singing, Brother David and Miss Lily. I pray that you would do that. Bless the listening and viewing audience. May they be blessed. May they receive something that they can chew on for the next few days to get them through. We love our church, Lord. We love our community. Thank you for Calvary Baptist Church. Thank you for Mount Calvary, where you died for all the sins of the world. Tonight again, we pray for all these on our prayer list. Lift them up to you. Be with them, Lord. Raise them up from their sick bed. We'll praise you for it. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. Lily's going to sing at this time.
Hold on, help's right. marched as the storm blew in with the thunder. But in each trial, He knows what's best. And I am so glad He knows what's best. And though you may see a valley, He sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all you can see are the tears falling down, I'm so glad He sees what we don't. He knows the end from the beginning. He looks ahead past the hurt and the pain to a place where the peace passes all understanding. He sees the sun through the rain, and though you may see your valley, He sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all you can see are the tears falling down, I'm so glad He sees what we don't. And I am so glad He sees what we don't.
Appreciate that tonight, Lily. Thank you, Brother David. Tonight, when it comes to Father God, I want to say that God has many attributes or characteristics concerning Himself. For example, tonight, the Lord, He is love. He is merciful. He is wise. He's just. He's faithful. He's holy. He's eternal. And that's just to scratch the surface concerning God, our great God Almighty tonight. He has many characteristics, many attributes concerning Himself. But tonight I want to look into just three characteristics of the Lord, three characteristics of God. And tonight I want to talk to you for a few moments on this subject, God's character. God's character. Tonight, I'd like to look at His character in at least three fashions, three forms, and I hope that it'll be a blessing and a help to you in your life. I believe the more we understand the character of God, the more it can help us in our own lives. It can help us understand why we encounter difficulty. It also can help us understand how we might make it through. And so tonight, God's character. Again, I want to mention just three things that have to do with His character amongst the many things we could mention. And again, we hope that it'll be a help and a blessing to you. Don't know how long we're going to be tonight, but nonetheless, here we go. Number one, I like to say that God is omniscient. He's omniscient tonight. And this simply means that He knows everything. He knows the past, He knows the present, and He knows the future as well. Now, how does this play out in our lives? How does this help us? How could we apply this characteristic of God, that he is omniscient or all-knowing, how can that apply to us in our lives today? Well, turn in your Bibles if you would. If you're not already there, I have it on the screen on Facebook. But Psalm 139. Psalm 139 is one of my favorite psalms, probably if not my favorite psalm. And David, he talks about this characteristic of the Lord, and that is his omniscience, about how that he knows everything. Look in verse number 1, if you would. Psalm 139 and verse number 1. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. And so David is describing to us God's awareness of him. He says in verse number 2 that, Lord, you are aware when I sit down. Thou knowest my down-sitting. He said, Lord, you're aware when I stand up. He says, and mine uprising. He said, God, you know everything so well, you even know and understand my thoughts afar off. And tonight, this can be very, in fact, it is encouraging. That's why Psalm 139 is one of my favorite psalms, because how it talks about the Lord's knowledge. And that's encouraging tonight. Because if he's aware when we sit, if he's aware when we stand, if he's aware of what we're thinking, our thoughts that we have, and then that means that we can benefit from that. That means that if we're going through a valley, if we're going through a dry place, if we're going through a bad time, if we're going through a good time, no matter what the situation may be or circumstance, just to know tonight this characteristic of God, that he is aware of every move we make, can be very beneficial and encouraging. Living in the day and time in which we're living in, where there's this pandemic and there's politics and protesting, the three P's that I've been mentioning for a year now, it's been very troublesome times. All kinds of people are getting sick, all kinds of, the riots and all of those things, and society is dangerous, yet some people still have to commute to work while the others work from home. It's just dangerous times. And so, but the Lord tonight, he is aware of our current times. He's aware tonight when you go home and you lay down in bed, and he's aware of the thoughts that you may have, good or bad. He's aware of those. He's aware when your heart's troubled and you don't utter a word to anybody about it, and the mental struggles you may be having on any given day, the Lord's aware of it. Sometimes there's burdens that we share, but then there's other times where we carry burdens that are just too personal to share. And we keep those things in our minds, and we keep those things in our heart, and we go to bed at night with those burdens and cares. We wake up in the morning with those burdens and cares. And the blessing about all of this is that although we may not tell or utter one word about it to anybody, God knows tonight. He knows because it has to do with one of his attributes. He is all-knowing. Again, David said in verse 2, thou knowest my down-sitting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. Look at this next phrase in verse 3. And art acquainted with all my ways. You know, when you're acquainted with someone, that means you know them pretty good. Now, when me and Christy first met, we didn't know anything about Neither one of us, she didn't know nothing about me. I didn't know nothing about her. We just, met at church, and then we started talking and went walking and Silver Comet Trail and then she let me take her out for another walk. And before you know it, we began to understand one another. We got acquainted with one another. And so before too much time passed by, she started to understand what I liked, what I didn't like. I began to understand what she liked, what she didn't like. So 10 months later, we got married. Let me just say, this past Friday, we celebrated 16 years of marriage. And so tonight, this woman that is here tonight behind the camera, she is very much acquainted with me. She knows everything about me. I know everything about her. You don't live with somebody for that amount of time, much less any more time than that. You begin to get acquainted with someone. You know what they're for. You know what they're not for. Somebody could ask tonight, Miss Christy, do you think Brother Justin would be okay with this? And she could tell you yay or nay. Someone would come to me, do you think Miss Christy would like this or be okay with this? I'll say yay or nay. Why is that? Because I'm acquainted with her. Well, David here says that, in essence, that's what the Lord is when it comes to observing his life. He's acquainted with David. His down-sittings, his uprisings, the thoughts that he has. when David was a little shepherd boy and he was protecting his sheep, the Lord was there with him, and he knew about that event. When he graduated to killing Goliath, well, the Lord enabled him to do that. He was there and he was present. And later on in life, the Lord was there and he was aware of when David was anointed king. In fact, he had 3 anointings in his life. And then that faithful night when he was on the rooftop and he looked at Bathsheba and called for her, the Lord was even aware of that. And so the Lord tonight, he was acquainted with all of the ways of David, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What a blessing tonight that we all can benefit from this attribute of God, that he is all-knowing. He knows those of us that are here tonight, and he knows when we leave, we're going to get in our cars and go home. He knows when we rise in the morning how we may feel. Same for you. He knows what you're going to do after you shut the Facebook Live off. He knows what time you're going to bed tonight because he is ever present. He knows. What a blessing it is tonight to know that the Lord knows everything, past, present, and future. It just makes perfect sense tonight that if he knows everything, we just need to follow him. And he can direct our paths. And so we're looking at God's omniscience. He is all-knowing. Number 2 tonight, the second characteristic of God I'd like to mention. Not only is God omniscient, but God is omnipotent. Omnipotent. And this simply means he has all power. He's all-powerful tonight. I don't have to tell you that or labor much on that specific point. We will say a few things, but we all know how powerful God is. If you're saved and born again and you know him, you know that he has saving power. And but I want you to just listen to this. The Lord is omnipotent. He has all power. And we see that all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, we see his power displayed. He parted the waters for Moses, and he healed plenty of the sick, and he raised the dead there in the New Testament when it came to Lazarus. The Lord has a way of showing his power. The Lord has a way of allowing his power to work in our lives. We can benefit from this tonight. We can benefit from this characteristic of the Lord, that he is all-powerful. The Lord tonight can involve himself in our situation with power. He saved us by his power. He changed us by His power, and He aids us by His power. Philippians chapter number 3, listen what Paul said about His power. Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 10. Paul says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. The Lord tonight is all powerful, and those that know Him as their personal Savior, He's on the inside of them. And so we can experience resurrecting power in our life. We can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. Now, I'm not saying that because we have the Lord in our lives and in our hearts that I can, I can look at a mountain, say, be thou removed, and that thing just, flicks off into the ocean. But at the same time, we have power through faith to believe God to remove mountains from our lives. And there's one thing about it. He'll either remove a mountain or enable us to climb that mountain. And tonight, the Lord, He has a way. He's all-powerful. Again, He's parted the waters. He's healed the sick. He raised the dead. And He wants to involve Himself in our life in a very powerful way. What do you need the Lord to do for you in your life? Is it a new job you need? Well, He has power to do that. He has power to open doors. Is it a health problem? Is it a family situation? The Lord has all power to work and maneuver those situations. We need Him to. Does the Lord always open the doors we want Him to? Does the Lord always intervene in health crises that we want Him to? No, He doesn't. But He can if He wants to. And we always pray to that end, that the Lord will show Himself mighty in our homes, that He will show Himself mighty in our bodies, that He'll show Himself mighty just in our lives on a daily basis. The Lord is mighty to save. He is mighty to change. He is mighty to involve Himself in our lives. No wonder Paul said, I want to get to know more about my Lord, the one who was raised from the dead, the one who is in my heart and my life. He has resurrecting power where He can show Himself mighty in my life, Paul's saying. Now, we know that Paul, being the missionary that he was, it wasn't always pie in the sky. Many times Paul was forsaken and he was abandoned. One specific time when he was in Lystra, he was carried outside of the gates and he was left for dead. He was left for dead. But you see, we have a God, and Paul had that God where His power was mighty. And the Bible says that he got up and he went right back into that city. Tonight, listen, the Lord has power. He has power to involve Himself in our life situation so that we can keep going back and keep going back to those things that possibly we failed at. The Lord involves Himself in our life with His power so that we can continue on living for Him and being His witnesses. We have access to His power tonight. The Lord tonight, He is omnipotent. He has all power. Then let me mention this. Not only He's omnipotent and He is omniscient, but He is omnipresent. Omnipresent. And again, tonight we're talking about God's character. And this is just a few of many. He's omnipresent. While omniscience and omnipresent run closely together, they're still a little different. Oh, God is omnipresent. This simply means He is always present everywhere, while omniscience means He knows everything. But He is tonight. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. Notice, if you would, in Proverbs chapter number 15. Proverbs 15 in verse number 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. This is a characteristic of God, is that His eyes are everywhere. He's in California tonight viewing all the activity of mankind, and He's in Georgia tonight viewing all the activity of mankind. And the Bible says that He is beholding the evil and the good. He's at the furthest point up north viewing the good and evil. He's at the furthest point down south, he's at the lowest point down south, and He's viewing all the good and all the evil. He is around the globe. He is everywhere, always at the same time. And so Proverbs 15:3 tells us that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And this is encouraging tonight. It's encouraging that not only that He knows everything, but He's everywhere at the same time. In 2 Chronicles chapter number 16, listen to this in verse number 9. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Isn't that something tonight? It tells us that God wants to move and show Himself mighty in our life. He wants to show His omnipotence in our life. He tells us that His eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Tonight it pays to serve the Lord. It pays, it really does. It pays to strive going after Him, reading our Bibles and praying, coming to church, watching it on Facebook. All of those things pay. The Lord is looking for such a person who does those things to use tonight. He is looking for the pure in heart, those whose heart is bent toward Him. And His eyes are to and fro on all the earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them. Wouldn't you like for the Lord to be strong and to be seen strongly in your life? I would. I want the Lord to be seen strongly in my life. The Lord was seen strongly in Paul's life when he had the thorn in the flesh. We talked about that this morning. And he asked the Lord 3 times for thorn removal. God said no. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you enough grace that will allow you to carry that thorn. And the conversation changed, and Paul now is like, I take great pleasure in all of these things, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God was seen mightily in the life of Paul. Tonight, you may be going through troubled waters. You may be going through tough times and want to quit or give up and throw in the towel. I can just say tonight to just reflect on the character of God. That He is omnipresent, that He is with you tonight, He is with me tonight, He is everywhere tonight at the same time, and He wants to exercise His power in your life, only if you would let Him. The omnipresence of God everywhere at the same time, the omnipotence of God, all power, and then the omniscience of God. Simply that He knows everything, past, present, and future tonight. I told you in the beginning, don't know how long we're going to go tonight. But I feel like we should just leave it right there with those three characteristics, those three attributes. And the good Lord willing, we may extend that next Sunday night and mention a few more. It's a really great study. But just to know tonight some of the things, some of the ways God is, some of the characteristics that he has, those things are encouraging. To know that he knows when I sit, stand, and what I think. To know that he has the power to involve himself in my life and yours when we feel like quitting. And to know that he's everywhere at the same time. He's with you, he's with me. Like what David said in Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. He's with you tonight. Would you pray and ask him to continue to guide you, to help you, as we do the same, as we ask the same kind of prayer. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for who you are, for what you do. We're going to give a virtual invitation. While the message was brief, invitation is now given. Lord, we pray that you'll move on hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. This is your time to pray if you need to pray. Our virtual invitation. Anybody? Ask the Lord for him to show you his power. He will. Just try him. Just try him. Go ahead and close the service out tonight, and thank you for watching. Hope you got something that you can chew on for a couple days spiritually, and everyone be safe and have a great week this week. Pray for us. We will be continuing to pray for you. Let's pray for our country, and Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, we'll be right here to bring you another word. God bless and good night.